Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, I wonder, have any of our male listeners ever thought about going on a retreat, a male retreat? Now, I'm not talking about, this isn't a spa day. There's no deep tissue back massage, anything like that. This is deep in the Wicklow Mountains. And the co-founder of Nature Man, Dermot Ling, former Wexford hurler, with us in studio today. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Angie.
All's good?
Yeah, yeah, good to be here. Yeah. Good to be here.
You might just explain to listeners, first of all, Dermot, why did you set up Nature Man? You know, what is the retreat?
I suppose, well, I mean, they're two very different questions. But the first part of it is that there's a huge step to turn around and orientate inwards at some stage. And I found, geez, I don't know how I survived until, like, I don't know, 28, 29, 30, when I finally realised that, like, do you know, you have your reactions to things, you have your responses to things, you have your normal way of navigating the world, and you think that that's the whole truth. And then all of a sudden, somebody in, you know, over in some Buddhist temple in Tibet said to me, well, like, you know, take a step back, like, take a step back into the stillness of your own heart and realize that that's just a reaction. It's just a response. You don't have to follow it. You don't have to be consumed by it. You don't have to unleash that reaction on everybody else. You can just hold it. And if you want to let it pass, then that's something you can do. Now, that was great in theory for me. I mean, he was obviously a practitioner of this belief system for a long time, whereas I still had my reactions and my responses. So I just set about sitting down and listening and seeing, okay, this is what is coming up in this situation. I'm coming under stress, or I'm joyful about something, or I'm nervous, or generally it's the good stuff is around, like, shame, shameful things that come there. Like, a really simple example, I was working with TG Cahir a couple of weeks ago for a hurling match, and I made a mistake in my grammar. I mean, it just bypassed me, but somebody came in with an email at lunchtime or at half time and said, that's on Tachtan Shakata, not on Shakhtan Shakata. It was really basic. I shouldn't have made it. And he was, you know, that was good.
Yeah.
And I took it and I moved on. But I noticed in the second half that the flow of the cadence of my speech had changed, because I was now more a little bit in my head with the correction.
Mm.
And so that was grand. I did my job. I was really happy with, you know, everything went well. But afterwards I noticed, there was that ability, I suppose, or that feeling of, like, oh yeah, that little bit of shame or uncertainty or nervousness came up. And it's like, why did that come up? And if it's coming up in me, how many other people is it coming up in?
Absolutely.
In relation to, that's the language, but that's across the board. So
you've set up your retreat. You might just tell people what they get, you know, what is the retreat? What happens when I go on it?
I mean, basically, as I see it, we're creating a space for people. It's only open to men, but I think it'll work for anybody. We're creating a space within which people have the opportunity to orientate themselves inwards and see what's going on, see what maybe undigested traumas that are there that they're carrying around that they're not so sure how to resolve. They may be carrying a loss, you know, some kind
dealing
of loss,
grief.
Dealing with grief and not quite sure how to process it. A lot of it would be around, I suppose, broken relationships, or not able to connect with their kids, not able to connect with their wives. That's a big one as well, you know, not being able for maybe the emotional aspect of themselves first and foremost, but then in how a woman might reflect that back to them. And so the practices are basically trying to still the mind first and foremost. Now, there's a balance that I think is really, really important. I do it with Michael Ryan. Michael Ryan is Michael D's yoga teacher. And so he does a lot around functional movement. And there's a lot of stillness and a lot of, you know, maybe the
breath work.
Breath work.
Meditation.
Meditation.
Okay.
That's all part of it. And that's going into the deeper stuff. Now, to my mind, that's fine. But I think that has to be balanced with joy. And so I have brought in, we play a hurling match out on the side of the field.
I was going to say, you had a creep in
summer.
What
else would you do? But this is in some respects, the GA never quite got to grips with a shortened game. If I knew, there's five-a-side soccer and there's tag rugby and all of that. And so I devised a game that people, if me and you can go outside now with three or four more.
I don't know if you'd want me now, but
anyway. Andrea, I'm full sure I'd get you. And you get the bug as well, because I've just made it more digestible and attainable.
Yeah.
And what I notice with the fellas when they're out in their bodies, the first thing is a lot of them are meeting limitation that they're avoiding for the first time. So they're unfit. They're looking at there could be a 60-year-old man running around the place full of joy, and they're like, they're heaving and breathing heavy. And so they meet limitation. They're like, okay. And I'm saying to them, that limitation, hold that limitation. Notice what it feels like. Notice what it's like, because that limitation is going to be your inspiration to change whatever it is that you need to change. So the hurling, we might bring that. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't, depending on the dynamic. But a bit of wrestling, a bit of like just getting physical into the body, seeing what's in the gut and encouraging them to like kind of release that a little bit as well. And then we'll go down to, there's a river down the back of the site, and we'll go down for a swim in the river, and I mean, cold water, river swim. And that's, that's all the rage. So that's that part of it. We did the article in the Independent last week, and there was a bit of a focus from, you know, from the top on the Sweat Lodge, and the Sweat Lodge is a whole other, there's a whole other, it's a whole other interview probably, but we do a Sweat Lodge on the Saturday
night
as well.
Lodge?
A Sweat Lodge is, in some respects, it's a wild sauna. You build with Sally rods, like a bender shaped little tigine, and you add blankets to that, and you put a tarp over that, and then you bring hot stones into it and pour water on the hot stones. So it basically functions like a wild sauna. Now we're bringing in an element of ritual to it. And so that's...
Hang on, you're not going... Are you, it nearly looks like a sort of a tent, effectively. But are you getting into the tent?
We all get into it. Like, right. you see the pictures from the article. There could be there could be 16 people in it. So it's pretty tight.
Pretty hot, yeah.
And it gets very hot. And again,
I presume you're not there in the jeans and the fleece, though.
No. You're in boxers or shorts or whatever anybody wants to wear. But again, you're meeting discomfort. And I think sometimes we have this idea like of, I don't know, there's an association between maybe leisure and wealth, or not having to endure. And sometimes if you endure in a way that's some way controlled, when you have to endure, you have a better idea of what's inside of you and what you have to get over. And so there is a bit of meeting some limitations there, and a bit of endurance as well. That
it's plenty of challenge in it.
There is, but fellas,
like emotionally, but, and you know, I'd imagine mentally probably for people.
Huge.
If you've never done something like this before.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, and that's why I focus as little on the Sweat Lodge as possible, because I think that's like step 3 or 4, and I'm interested in some respects in step 1. How do we just get ourselves, me included, how do we get ourselves into the position where we can orientate ourselves inwards and do some of this work, you know?
Now, for the other question, are you camping?
No. No, it's really interesting, Andrew, because we were doing, with Wild Irish Retreat, we were doing a lot of more wild camping, and that was kind of an aspect of what we were doing. With men, I have found that they need to know. They really need to know. Even you're not so privy to this when you're a woman, because the dynamic changes. But when it's just men with men, there's so much care for each other in the group. Like really genuinely, they need to know everybody has a bed. They need to know there's enough food in the fridge. They need to know there's wood for the fire. They need to know everybody's taken care of. And only when everything is taken care of do they say, okay, right, I can stop with that line of providership or whatever it is running through, and I can now orientate myself inward. So for the Nature of Man stuff, I've found it to be much more valuable to have a good, we have a beautiful retreat centre at Muckla Lodge. There's a degree of comfort that's there, but I think that comfort is necessary to give fellas permission to shut that bone down. And look, we get, you know, for some people come to give. Some people come to give. Some people come to work stuff out. Some people come to a wide variety of things. But I am seeing more and more people, they're almost, physically it looks like they're ready to explode. You know, they're like, I don't want to let go of whatever this is inside of me, because I'm afraid of what'll happen. And to us, that's like, it's water off a duck's back. It's like, that's why you're here. Like, no matter how far you want to go, we'll go with you.
So is it a one day retreat?
We start on a Friday, and people start to arrive probably 5 o'clock. And we finish on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And for the last couple, we've brought Karen Egan in, a woman, on the last day, and we get a little bit clearer on things that we want, our abilities to say what we want, and just stand by them and not have the demands. If I tell you I want a cup of tea, I have to tell you I want a cup of tea. Now, you're obviously well within your rights, particularly in this situation, to say, well, I'm not getting it for you, or you know where to go. And then that's the interaction done. But there's no... You don't have to be upset with me for asking for it. I don't have to be upset with you for saying no. I just have to be clear. I want to tell you what I want, and then it's up to you to deal with it. And so that's been very beneficial to close things out, you know.
Just maybe finally, Jeremy, what's the sort of the typical age group on this, listeners wondering?
It's on the last one, we had 4 fellas, I'd say, who were 20 to 24. We had maybe 3 or 4 more just shy of 30. There'd be a good cohort around myself and Michael's age, which would be 40s. And then generally we'd have 60s, 70s.
That's all ages, isn't it?
They'd be like elders for the group, you know, people who everybody would have a lot to learn from as well, you know. So I love when the youngsters are there because they teach us so much. I mean, it could be technology stuff or it could be just their point of view, and then the elders on the other side have so much to offer, because I think we don't treat our elders so well, and this is an opportunity for them to
offer, you know, from you what people is, you know, quite clear, I suppose, what people get from it. They can find you Nature of Man.
We have a couple of retreats. We were up in Donegal in June, and we have for the first time as well a father and son retreat, and again it's
what age group's that aimed at?
12 to 14, that kind of, it's a bit of a rite of passage time. And I think that it's interesting to see, like, men mightn't be so inclined to spend money on themselves, but they're very quick to spend money on the relationship that they have with their child because they want to come closer, you know. So look at it, I think, looking at the chaos around us a little bit, I think it's become increasingly necessary.
Off the back of the last conversation we just had, co-founder of Nature of Man, Dermot Ling. Thanks a million, Dermot.
Lovely, Andrew. Thank
Not
you.
At all, joining us in studio today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.